Well, Graham, you battled away out there all day today, but the new ball did the trick in the end.
Yeah, it was. It was an exceptional last session, really. Obviously, Thorpey produced the goods, which is great for him. You know, he's had a good season so far, and it was good to get that new ball in your hand, and he produced the goods, really, which is great.
It's one of those days where it looked hard to bat yesterday and they made it look easy this morning. You toiled and toiled, you had a few close to the edge, but you couldn't get a wicket this morning, only two in the afternoon session and then the last seven for 33 runs.
Yeah, it was a bit of a strange day. I mean, we generally thought we bowled well enough to take wickets in the first and the second session, but it just didn't happen. There was a lot of balls went down to third man off outside edges. A few very close LBW decisions that obviously weren't given, which is fine, but you sometimes think yourself, well, you know, on the other side of the coin, eventually a few decisions will go our way and a little bit of luck will change it for us. But, you know, it didn't happen. We plugged away hard and then obviously we eventually got our rewards, and I think to lose seven wickets for 30-odd runs was an exceptional effort, really.
Paul Collingwood sort of started the rot just after tea. Cavesi, one of the best catches I've seen. Dale Bankenstein, he was like Superman in the outfield,
yeah,
there, wasn't he?
Fantastic catch, yeah. I mean, Dale, I can imagine when he was a little bit younger, he would have been like a phenomenal athlete. You know, he still is now, and he's kicking on a little bit. But he just shows that, you know, he's a true professional. He's always in the field wanting to do something, and he got a vital wicket as well with obviously that little caught down the leg side of Moeen Ali. So he's once again, you know, he's a little bit older, but he's very enthusiastic. It was a fantastic catch, and then obviously that produced another wicket, and on the wicket obviously that we're playing on, we always feel as though if you get one you get two quite quickly. So we realise tomorrow that we're going to have to bat very, very well to get ourselves in a strong position, but we've certainly got the bowlers that can potentially, you know, bowl them out.
With the new ball and overhauled, it was the demise of Vikram Solanki which started the rot for them. They lost the last five batsmen for just five runs. I think Callum took three without conceding a run in two overs, and then you helped with a couple as well.
Yeah, I mean, Vikram's a phenomenal player, really. I mean, his stats will show that he's obviously got a very healthy average, and he's a very good player. And the wicket is a little bit of a, you know, it is seaming around a little bit if you show the character and the patience, really, on that wicket. And, you know, he got 100 today, and it was a very, very good 100. You know, he had a little bit of luck on the way, but, you know, you deserve that as a batter sometimes. You've got to hold your hands up. But, you know, we're in a decent position in this game. We just need to keep on plugging on, you know, bat well tomorrow morning in the first session and then see where we go.
2 days into this one and 2 days into the Warwickshire and Lancashire games, nobody's really any better off other than they look a little bit more comfortable ahead of you at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're doing now is we're just trying to win this game and then see where that takes us. There's still a long way to go. It's only obviously day three starting tomorrow on a wicket that potentially could bring a cluster of wickets obviously here starting tomorrow. So potentially, you know, we've got a good chance of winning this game, but you know, sometimes you do obviously try to look at other results that could go our way, but you've just got to try and focus on what we do well, and that's obviously batting well tomorrow's session, in the first session, and then obviously seeing where we go when we bowl.